Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayeshev Tov Shin Ayin Zayin. This year is dedicated to Refuas Rav Menachem Moshe Mabasia and Yehuda Ben Rivka Leah. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha that when the brothers sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, they sold him to a band of people who were merchants who were going down to Mitzrayim. The Torah says, Nechais Utsriva Light, that these merchants were carrying with them things that smelled good. Rashi points out that this was a schar to Yosef HaTzadik, that he was able to have good smelling things, good smelling spices on his way down, and not have spices that didn't smell good that he would have tzar from. The question the Mefarshim ask is that why was this important that Yosef HaTzadik had something good to smell? We know that he was being taken away from his family forcefully, going down to a place that was foreign to him, which he was going to, as we know later on, have a lot of trouble with. And I'm sure Yosef HaTzadik did not think that things were going to go easy. So why was it so important that he got schar, as Rashi says, that the things he went down with smelled good? Imagine if somebody would be kidnapped and he'd be thrown into the back of a car, and then he would have a good air freshener in that trunk. Oh, everything's fine. What's the pshat? Perhaps we can say the following. And I'd like to give credit to Rabbi Ephraim Tenenbaum, who spoke last night at our Vad Mashkiach Mesiba, our pre-Chanukah Mesiba. And he said a beautiful vart in the name of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and I'd like to say it over today. Rabbi Tenenbaum was mocked him by asking, why is it that Chazal made Chanukah the nace that we commemorate is the nace of the menorah? One would think that the Milchama, the war that we had with the Yavanim, where it was Rabban Biad Miatim, so many in the hands of few, that was a bigger nace than the menorah, which, of course, was a nace, but it was Derech HaTeva, you could say, that the oil kept on burning. Beating the mighty Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, that was a nace. Rabbi Tenenbaum explained the following. He said that many times we take for granted the little good things that happen to us in life. Many times we don't realize from the little things that happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does great nisim for Klal Yisrael. Lamashal, he did the Yamsuf, where he took us out of Mitzrayim and he split the sea. But that was something that was needed in order for the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, in order to get us from place A to place B, in order to make us into an Am, we needed to get to the Har Sinai, we needed to go through the Yamsuf. What about those little things in life where we wonder, what's going on? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us? In this case of Hanukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you need to beat the Yavanim, and Klal Yisrael needs to continue. But through the smaller nace of the oil going through and being able to be lit for 8 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he was satisfied with Klal Yisrael and that he wanted them to come back into the Beis HaMikdash. So too we have with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik needed to go down to Mitzrayim, as we learned later on in the Psukim, in Bereshis. Yosef HaTzadik told his brothers that Hashem sent me down here in order to be able to sustain you. And we know that Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim. But also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yosef HaTzadik, even though you need to go through this, he sent him a text message, so to speak, telling him that I'm with you, I care about you, I love you, I'm here for you. And that is like the mashal that we asked before, if someone would be thrown into the trunk and have an air freshener. Yes, maybe he needs to go through those yisurim, that punishment, but at least he has that small message, that small, clear message that's coming through, that yes, we're with you, we care about you, we want you to be as comfortable as possible, even though you're going through this terrible nisayon, this terrible punishment. And that is with Chanukah, and that is with this week's parsha, that we have to step back. As Chanukah approaches, we're going to light the first candle tomorrow night. As Chanukah approaches, we have the opportunity to step back and to realize that we have the great things HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us in our lives, but of course the little things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, the little messages, the subtle messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends to us almost on a daily basis. If we're able to find a parking space, if we're able to, as the Chafetz Chaim says, find the correct change, if we're able to give a smile to somebody else's day, if we're able to continue to be happy and be able to do things, little things for other people, or they do things for us, that's a siman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's smiling upon us. And chas v'shalom, if it's small things, that are the opposite. But let's try this Chanukah season to appreciate those small text messages, as Rabbi Tannenbaum told us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending us a message, how satisfied He is with us, how much He loves us, how much He cares for us. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have a Chanukah, a Freilich and Chanukah, Chanukah of Aliyah for everybody. A good Shabbos, and a Freilich and Chanukah.